Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and the one word I would use to describe my most unforgettable / worst / I still can't believe this happened to me hookup is gag.
Oh, no.
Gag.
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
like a
yeah.
joke, you mean? Okay. Oh, not
well,
that
you'll know what I mean. Okay. So this happened years ago, back then when I just got into college. So the thing about me is I used to be this very shy and quiet girl. I never had a lot of friends, and I didn't really know how to make new friends. I didn't know how to talk to strangers. Well, not because I didn't want to, but because I don't know how to. When people talk to me, if I don't know them, I'd be like, okay. So I wasn't really a good conversation maker, and that's why I didn't have a lot of friends. But you know, going to college, I feel like it's a brand new start. I could be someone completely different. And I decided I wanted to be that slutty, popular college girl, you know? And yeah, the thing about it is, you know, it's a really good opportunity for me to be that because I don't have to worry about my old friends or someone I know saying like, hey, Sophie, why are you so different? You know, it's a brand new start. So it was a good opportunity for me to do that.
And a great way for you to make your parents proud. You got that going for you too.
Very proud.
Yeah, I could go back home saying, hey, Mom, I hooked up with 100 guys this semester. Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Favorite child immediately.
Yes. So when my friends asked if I wanted to join them to go to this music festival, of course I said yes, because it's something that the old me wouldn't say yes to. And the new me would be like, oh yeah, let's go party, let's dress up as sluts. So I actually spent days trying to decide what I wanted to wear, and of course I looked like a slut. So on the first day of the music festival, we were super excited, and I have to say, I felt like I was having the moment of my life. There was music, we were drinking, dancing, everything was just so fun. And the best thing is, next to us, there was this group of boys who looked about the same age as we were, and we started like dancing and talking to each other. So I thought, okay, this is it. This is me, you know. I'm the queen right now. I'm the slutty college girl who's really popular because all guys are hitting on me, and something I've never experienced before. It felt so good.
You're coming out of your shell. This is awesome.
Yes, it was super awesome. And the best thing is, as night grew darker, eventually each one of us, we paired up with a boy and we started dancing together. And the boy that I paired up with, he was definitely my type. So I like cute boys, you know, the guys that have the big brownness and eyes, puppy eyes. I love those guys. And the boy that I matched with, he had those eyes. I was like, damn, you know, this is my day. I want to do something more. I don't want to just dance with him. So
Michael's covering his eyes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think you're about to send something bad or something is about to happen, but it's going to be good for about another 3 minutes or so. So anyway.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So anyway, we were dancing and he started putting his arms around my waist, and I have to say, I feel like I was going to faint because I was too nervous. Like I said, I barely talk to strangers, let alone let someone hug me or pull me so close. But at the same time, I was super excited and I was super happy. So when he asked if I wanted to walk around with him, like get away from the crowd, of course I said yes. So we started walking for a few minutes and we were in this pretty dark alley when he pulled me close and started kissing me. So again, I thought I was going to faint, but he held me tight so I didn't faint in front of him. That's the good thing. And you know, I wanted to do something more, but we were still in public. It's not like I can take off my clothes and say, hey, let's have sex here. The best I could do was...
You can give it a shot.
I mean, I don't remember reading that regulation.
Well, maybe for the next story, I'll tell you another story. But for this one, it was my first time, so I didn't take off any clothes. The best I thought I could do was to offer him a blowjob. Of course, he said yes, because let's be honest, I don't know any guys who would say no to a blowjob. And
true.
Yeah. So
I like how Stella's kicking in. True.
Yeah.
Colin and Michael are saying
both
nothing.
I mean, I don't know any friends who would say no as well. Like, yeah, you'd have to be a fool.
Yeah, exactly. So I started doing my job down there, and I could tell I was doing great because he was really enjoying it. He was moaning, he was grabbing my hair, and he pushed me down to go deeper. Okay, ooh. That's when it happened.
Oh, no.
So when I meant that it happened, I didn't mean that he comes. I meant that I heard this really strange noise. It sounded like...
Oh.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? What's this noise?
Well, was it you?
That's when I realized it was me.
Oh, you were gay.
Yes, apparently he pushed me down a little too deep, and I gagged. But this is not the worst part. The worst part is, along with that gagging noise, I noticed that there were some food chunks and liquid coming out of my mouth. That's when I realized I fucking puked on the boy's dick.
Oh, no.
I seriously puked on it.
So what this tells me is this was probably his first time doing this, too, which is why he didn't know, like... You were gonna
probably.
Yeah, he must have pushed it down really further down.
Yes.
Damn.
I really wasn't expecting that. And I sort of freaked out. I was looking at the mess that I made, but you know sometimes when you do something really embarrassing, you try to play it cool and act like nothing happened?
Sure.
That's what I did. So I just wiped my mouth and I stood up and I looked him in the eye and I said, ew, I'm not cleaning that up. I fucking don't know why I said that. I really don't know what I said that. I was so mean because I have to be honest, he was so nice. He didn't even look angry and he didn't say anything. To be honest, he even looked more concerned about how I was feeling. And I don't know why I just said that. I guess I was so into the character of being this cool, popular, slutty party girl that I forgot to go like, oh my gosh, let me clean this up for you.
This is the problem when two amateurs get together.
Yes. So I was too embarrassed that I just looked at him, his innocent, beautiful, big brown eyes one last time, and I just walked away, leaving him with his pants around his ankles and those food chunks and his dick still hanging there. Apparently not hard anymore. So,
I would
yeah. And I just
ran off. It would be
weird
if it were.
Yeah, exactly. And I just ran off. Yeah, I never went back to the music festival again, and I never saw that boy again. But if somehow he hears this story, I just want to say, Sophie is very sorry, and I hope you still have, like, decent blowjob experiences after this. And,
yeah.
That's what I was afraid of, because I knew I was a little bit for a while.
Sophie, that was an awesome story.
Thank you. So, yeah, that's why I said it's, like, the most unforgettable / worst and / I still can't believe this happened to me. But another / but I also think that I'm happy it happened. I'm somehow happy it happened to me because it's a whole new experience, you know? I could tell people I puked on a boy's dick, and Stella, I bet you can't say that. Aha, I win.
Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.